I am smelling a trend among the scientific community. They're now starting to talk in terms of our children, young children, as far as vaccinations. And in fact, I'm going to take just a second here. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, and an update on vaccines for children. They are emphasizing this. Listen.
It was just over a month ago that we surpassed 1 million COVID deaths in the United States. To many, that number seemed unthinkable when the pandemic began, but it's a sobering reality that so many of us have experienced great loss over the past 2 years. We recently experienced another increase in COVID cases, which was accompanied by an increase in hospitalizations and deaths. Through this, we continue to see that immunity through vaccination and infection has resulted in fewer hospitalizations and deaths than from COVID surges prior to Omicron. At this time, 67% of our population live in counties at medium or high COVID community levels, twice as many as people 1 month ago. CDC's COVID community levels have been an important tool to empower localities and jurisdictions to decide where and when to use proven prevention strategies to limit the impact of COVID-19. Our ability to manage this virus today is in large part due to the tools we have: vaccines, tests, treatments, and masks. We continue to work hard to increase access to these important tools every day so that Americans can better protect themselves. For example, we've recently expanded the eligibility of COVID vaccine boosters for children ages 5 to 11. And just this week, we're coordinating with our colleagues at FDA to consider recommendations for those 6 months to 4 years to receive their first COVID shots. Since the start of this pandemic, nearly 8 million children, 11 and younger, have been diagnosed with COVID. Over 50,000 have been hospitalized and over 600 have died. I know that many parents are anxiously waiting to vaccinate their children under 5, and we are committed to carefully reviewing the data so that these vaccines are recommended only if they have both safe and effective profiles.
Meanwhile, the Nevada State Immunization Program is currently working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and medical providers to be ready to distribute pediatric COVID-19 vaccinations when they are approved. They're already talking about pediatric COVID-19. Unbelievable what's going on. Stay where you are. Lots more to do as we continue on. Stay where you are. We will get to your phone calls a little bit later on, and we'll also get that $50 gas card going out the door about 2:50, 10 till 3. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
American Standard Certified Independent Customer Care Dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. Angels of Las Vegas hosts the second annual Angels on the Green Charity Golf Tournament fundraiser, Friday, June 24th at Bears Best. The event will help support our mission and raise awareness for much-needed funds to support adults and children going through cancer and life-threatening illnesses. Tickets are $225 per golfer, $800 per foursome, and $75 for luncheon. Sponsorship opportunities starting at $1,000. The price includes breakfast, lunch, an award ceremony, and many raffle prizes. For more information, please visit angelsoflv.org. Today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump was on the stage today in Tennessee. He had comments on the January 6 hearings the House is conducting.
When Republicans retake control of Congress, they should turn the table and the Democrats show trial and immediately launch a full investigation into the egregious abuse of power that has taken place in the name of January 6th. It's in the name of.
Mr. Trump speaking at Nashville Faith and Freedom Coalition. Also at townhall.com, cancel flights rise across the country as summer travel heats up.
For the second straight day, U.S. Airlines canceled a high number of flights as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds on summer vacations. According to the tracking service FlightAware, airlines in the East had scrubbed more than 1,100 flights. That's after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. So far this month, more than 2.2 million travelers a day on average have gone through security checkpoints in the U.S. That's up 22% from a year ago, although it's still down 13% from the same period before the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
The third victim of a church shooting in Alabama has died. The 84-year-old woman died at a hospital a day after a gunman opened fire with a handgun Thursday at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills. The suspect, a 71-year-old man, also fatally shot two other elderly people. It happened during a potluck dinner at the church where he occasionally attended services. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow lost 41 points, but the Nasdaq gained 152. More at townhall.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge to protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Kim Dallas. Well, a sign that Nevada's economy is on the road to recovery. The Silver State added some 2,600 jobs in May. The state's unemployment rate dipped to 4.9% last month, a decline of 2.9 percentage points since May of 2021. State employment officials say Nevada's annual job growth rate is the fastest in the country, recovering 96,300 jobs since May of last year. Las Vegas added 4,800 jobs in May. Reno added some 800. Weekends with Adele might not be happening after all. Workers who would be part of Adele's Coliseum production have been told that they've been furloughed for the summer. Right now, the Coliseum is dark for most of July, all of August, and the first 3 weeks of September. Adele had previously said she plans to fulfill all 24 of her postponed dates, but the window to do so is closing. She's scheduled to play Hyde Park in London on July 1st and 2nd. And a report from the global travel data company says Las Vegas's international airport has had the best capacity recovery of any airport
worldwide from the COVID-19 outbreak. We'll talk about that next hour.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Checking out the traffic cams, not too bad on the area freeways right now. A little bit of congestion there on Interstate 15 in the resort corridor between Tropicana and Charleston. And moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Decatur.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
The primary elections in the rearview mirror. What lies ahead is the general election on November 8th, somebody that's going to be very much a part of that is Tina Brown, Republican nominee for State Senate in District 9. She joins us. Tina, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Kevin.
Let me ask you, were you surprised at the margin?
I know that I worked as hard as I could, and I had a lot of people support me financially and volunteer for my campaign, so I knew we had momentum. I honestly didn't know what the margin was going to be, so yes, I was a little shocked.
And by the way, are they still counting votes in that race?
I believe so. Last time I looked, it was about 90% the precincts were in.
And your margin?
I believe I'm 74%.
That's great.
Let me
just ask you. I always ask this of people who are willing to get into the arena, and that is why. Why did you finally decide? I know you've been active, but I'm curious why you decided this race this time around.
Well, to give you some background, I was born and raised in Las Vegas. I graduated from UNLV, and I do residential real estate. My husband is a small business owner. He's had a retail store for many years, and we have three daughters. So we're heavily invested in this community. I've been politically involved with grassroots efforts, volunteering for campaigns, and was the past president for Spring Mountain Republican Women's Club. I was approached to run, and it gave momentum, and I got the support from the state Senate, and I just felt this was the right time to jump in.
And I'm curious, a lot of people, they get into politics and all of a sudden they want to hold their nose and go, oh, yuck. was there any negative stuff in your race at all?
Absolutely not. No negativity. I feel very fortunate because I know other races had some negativity, but my opponent was, I met her one time. She was very nice, and I'm sure she's on the same team. I'm sure we have the same outlook. It just ended in my benefit.
And what happens next? How close are you to being able to fire up the political engines again and raise money and do all the things that you have to do? At what point does that process begin for you?
That started Wednesday. So I'm already all in. I'm diving in head first, and we're ready to go.
What are the issues? I know that you are a voracious door knocker, I'm guessing. But in District 9, what are people, when they open their door to you, what are they telling you?
Everyone's nervous about the economy and public safety. Everybody wants to feel safe in the streets and in the comfort of their own home. And we need to make sure that we support our police department and we don't tie their hands with all these frivolous laws that are coming into play, and we need to support our police officers.
Is it possible? I mean, we hear about the big red wave and all of that. After being able to traverse District 9, my guess is you have a pretty good feel for what people are thinking and feeling. Do you get a sense that this is going to be part of a big red wave, even at this level, the state Senate or the assembly level?
I don't think anything's going to come easy to any candidate. I think we have to work for this. I know most people believe in putting food on the table, feeling safe in their home, and educating their children. And I don't believe there's any room for progressive liberal agenda right now. I think that will turn a lot of people off.
What do you know about your opponent, and how do you plan to campaign?
I'm sure she's a nice person. She's been in there for 4 years, and I feel that she has a national agenda instead of a Nevada agenda.
And as far as money is concerned, money is always important. A lot of times in primaries, you spend all your money on the primary and you got nothing left for the general election. What's your financial situation right now?
I have money in the bank, and I already have pledges for more financial support. So I actually get on the phone right after this and make sure I start calling everybody.
Is it difficult? I mean, I've had candidates over the years come into studio, and they literally are trembling during a commercial when their phone rings and it's somebody that is dialing for dollars, that, you know, returning a phone call. They literally tremble at the thought of having to ask for money. How difficult is that for you?
I think that this is so important, and everybody is on the same page. And I think my race especially hasn't been very pro-business, the state senator. And everybody wants their businesses to run. So I've had a lot of financial support, and I believe I'll be getting a lot more financial support.
I want to ask you only because I'm always asked about this as far as the possibility that the state Senate and the assembly may end up flipping and may end up in Republican control. Is that possible? I mean, is it possible that with a couple of, election victories that we could end up, you know, flipping the Senate, flipping the assembly?
Yes, I know my seat can definitely flip the state Senate. And I believe if we work hard enough and have the right message, I think that we will succeed in November.
What is, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I talk to consultants all the time and they always talk about messaging. What is the right message? What is the message that you take when you go knocking on doors or you see people at the town hall meetings, things like that? What is the messaging?
Like I said a few minutes ago, it's the economy, being pro-business, supporting our police department, and changing this school district. Everyone's concerned about the school district. Everyone has grandkids or children, and that's so important to everybody right now.
I want to ask you about the schools, because we talk, and I don't know how familiar you are with our program, but I got to tell you, we spend a lot of time talking about our schools. Are you somebody that believes that we have to break this thing up and break it down into more manageable pieces, this CCSD?
I think that's a great idea. I was born and raised here. The school district has been overcrowded since 1991 when I was in junior high school, and it's just gotten worse. I don't believe throwing money at the school district is going to do anything. I think it needs to be broken up, and I think we need school choice. I have three daughters. They've gone to public school, private school, and charter schools, and it's so nice to have the option.
But a lot of people don't have the resources to do that. The ESAs and some of the other things, the opportunity scholarships. Do we need more of that?
Yes, we definitely need more of that. And I think we could solve a lot of problems with charter schools. I feel bad for teachers. I feel bad in the media. Everybody's against teachers now. They have to go to work and teach these children. I think that if parents had an option to send their children somewhere else, that it would benefit the children, the parents, and the teachers.
How do you feel about initiatives that are out there right now, and they're gathering signatures, or they're in the courts and all of that? Aaron Phillips has been very active with Power to Parent. Do you like the idea of giving people the opportunity to vote on school choice?
Yes, I think school choice is the wave of the future, especially here in Nevada when we are ranked number 50 in the United States for education. Something needs to change. So at least somebody's out there fighting for a new idea, and I completely support her.
I want to ask you about Jesus Jara, and there are a lot of people that say that he's got to go, that he has tried and failed and tried and failed. We had him fired for a while, and then he came back. He was like Freddy Krueger or something like that in the horror films. You just can't kill him off. My question is, does he need to go? Do we need new leadership above, atop CCSD?
I don't believe all of this is his fault. I think that as a state, we need to come together and do something about our education system. It's way bigger than him.
I want to ask you, because it is important, and we talked about money, if folks want to help your campaign, how do they go about doing it? What is it you need? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers, walkers, call centers, or God forbid, money? What is it your campaign needs?
All of it. We're all going to have to come together. I need yard signs, volunteers, money, all of it. I think if we come together as a community and support, we're definitely going to win in November.
And for those that don't know, where is District 9?
It starts in the Summit Club, South Summerlin, all the way to Blue Diamond, down Durango. When you pass the 215, it goes to the right side, towards Tropicana in Durango, and north all the way to about Desert Inn. And down to Decatur. it's a large district.
It is a large, large district geographically. Okay, yeah. If people want to help you out, where do they go? Do you have a website? You have a phone number? How can people reach out to you?
I do. You can go to votetinabrown.com, and there's a link to donate on the website.
Tina, best of luck. Congratulations on the win. I know you won't have much time to rest on your laurels because you're already back out there running. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and keep us posted on how it's going, will you?
Yes, thank you so much for your time.
There you go. Tina Brown, Republican nominee for state Senate. I think they can flip the state Senate. I really honestly do. I think with a couple of flips, Tina Brown may be a part of that in District 9. I think that is entirely, entirely possible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, we are just about an hour and a half away from our gas card giveaway, $50 gas card. And today, we're going to put all the daily winners into the hat. And I'm going to pick a winner of a $100 gift card, a gas card worth $100. We will do that coming up at 2:50 as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about how the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey have totally changed my life. They really have. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI hearing aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. And a special welcome aboard to Dr. Matthew Lingman, a superstar when it comes to hearing aids. He and my buddy Steve Romeo are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out in conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, I'm Wayne Allyroot, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the DC Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyroot. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I have now heard it all. The president now is blaming big oil for high gas prices, that they're making exorbitant profits. It's not his fault. It's the fault of the greedy oil companies. That's what this is going to be about. This is ridiculous. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Who's responsible for high oil prices? Come on. Who is it? Is it OPEC? Is it, you know, the folks that refine the oil, turn it into gasoline? Is it at the refinery level? Or is it that greedy guy that runs a convenience store And I say that tongue in cheek. They're hardworking people and their margin's not that great. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. The president's trying to pin this on somebody else other than the Biden administration and Joe Biden in particular. If you've been watching Fox all morning, you've seen this clip from, I believe it was March.